The U.S. economy is still doing pretty damn well. So let's go over these data points and also how it will affect the odds of rate cuts on September 17th. Now, of the data that we received today, the most important was Q2 GDP numbers, which is a measurement of the growth of the U.S. economy, and it beat expectations. 3.3% growth is really healthy and very strong growth for the world's largest economy. The other bits of data that we got around our weekly initial jobless claims and our weekly continuing jobless claims data both came in a little bit lower than what we were expecting, meaning that the jobless claims, the unemployment market wasn't that bad, and in fact got a little bit better as compared to the previous weeks. However, the data we've been getting about the jobs market in the United States hasn't really been the most accurate, like at all. So we'll wait and see what happens with the monthly revisions. But as of right now, the unemployment market looks solid. Now, that will slightly lower the odds of us getting rate cuts in September, because in order to get rate cuts, we actually want to see unemployment getting worse and inflation cooling. So the jobs data and the economic data show that the U.S. economy is still pretty damn resilient. However, the odds of rate cuts in September are still at 85.3%, largely because Jerome Powell in his speech last Friday said, "We are concerned with the labor market, particularly our future forecasts for the labor market, and we need to potentially take into account our decisions this year in order to affect the forecast that we are seeing, which is unemployment getting worse and rate cuts help unemployment to actually go down and to establish full employment in the United States." Tomorrow, we will also be getting PCE inflation data, which is the most important bit of inflation data because it is the Fed's favorite bit of inflation data. So hopefully, fingers crossed, we get some inflation data that is meeting expectations, maybe a little bit cool, but if it does come in hot, it just comes in not hot enough to warrant the Fed not cutting rates in September. I'll keep you updated as we get that data.